If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun
rose?
And the answer might be, yes, at 6 o'clock today, the sun
rose.
If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what into the lake?
Dove.
And the answer might be, yes, 5 minutes ago, he
dove into the lake.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children what up?
Grown up.
And the answer might be, yes, years ago, they all
were grown up.
Okay, or if you didn't put were in there, how would you say it? Years ago, they all what up?
Grew up.
If I said, is your name Mr. Haas? No, if I said, are you Mr. Haas? You'd say, yes, I
am he.
Okay. And if I asked, are you tired? You might answer, no, I
am not.
Now, you might say, I don't do that, but she
does.
And I always behave myself, but she
don't.
Okay. Let's see now. Would you put a word into these sentences for me, please? I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you
were coming with us.
And we, what, going to town when it started to rain?
Was.
Ready?
Hi. If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do. There. Would you say there is a lot of things I do, or there are a lot of things I do?
There is a lot of things I do.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, those roses?
What color are those roses?
Okay. And the answer might be, the roses, what, yellow?
Are yellow.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
have not.
If I asked you, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it
wasn't.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he mustn't do it, or he
you shouldn't do that.
Okay. If I asked you if you could do something, if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah,
I don't know if I can or not.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like, might can do it, or I might could do it?
I might could.
Now, what's another way to say came close to doing something? You might, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay, you could say, I came close to falling down, or
come close.
Okay.
Now, let me explain a little there now. I'm telling you this as we people say
that's,
it every day.
That's exactly what I want. Yeah, I'm not interested in what you what somebody might have told you is the, you know, the proper thing to say.
Yeah, I know that, and I like what well, we're talking about, climb and climb. I'm telling you that just as it said.
Yeah, that's what I want. I saw you pause there for a minute. I figured you were trying to decide what to.
Yeah, that's. I know that you want that as we speak it up here in the everyday life.
That's right. That's
not
right.
As it should be spoken.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, now let's see. You could say, I come close to falling down, or I what fell down?
I pretty near fell down.
Yeah, but there's, you can still say it another way. Like, well, would you say I like to fell down, or almost fell down, or nearly fell down?
I guess that would be, I nearly fell.
Okay. Now, this next part is the part I was telling you about where there'll be, just for every question, there'll just be one word that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say, he's lived there ever, what, 1960?
Ever since 1960.
A greeting on December the 25th is?
Christmas card.
Yeah, or to your friends, you say, what, Christmas?
Merry Christmas.